So we got another good text message, but we just want you to think about this. We'll deal with it in a little bit. This is from, I guess locally, 503 Louisiana. What treatments are available for a myeloma patient age 33, wow, whose persistent disease in spite of two stem cell transplants, any investigational drugs? We'll just sort of tuck that one out there because I want to encourage you to submit more cases. But yes, there are some interesting things that we want to talk about here today. And then in terms of toxicity, I guess another thing we observed here that I wanted to ask you about, Kenna, is again the issue of neuropathy. And you know, it's pretty uncommon with the patients who don't get bortezomib, but not at all uncommon in the patients who do receive it. Now, one other issue we want to get into, and I'll start with Kenna, and this man has not yet been transplanted, and we're not going to get into all the things that have happened with him, but hopefully he'll get to a point where he can receive a transplant. And then one of the questions is going to be, should he receive treatment after the transplant? And Kenna, one of the things that's out on the table for people getting transplant is so-called maintenance treatment, in particular with the drug lenalidomide. Can you talk a little bit about what you've observed over the last couple of years in terms of the use of this strategy? And again, what do you say to a patient if this man gets to that point? What are you going to say to him about sort of the pros and cons?
This is actually an excellent case study for this. Patient had rapidly progressing disease, needed multiple treatments. He was actually going on to stem cell collection and progressed again, and we had to treat him again. So if he goes on to stem cell transplant, he's an excellent candidate for someone on maintenance. So what you need to talk about and think about with these patients are the long-term side effects of this. There is some data with secondary malignancies that you need to bring up with these patients as well. But it's actually fairly well tolerated in the patients that I've seen that have been on the lenalidomide maintenance status post-transplant.